Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Forever. says he's broken every chain by what he did on the cross. So we have that hope this morning that every chain that you face, every battle that you face this week has been broken in the name of Jesus. Come on, that should make somebody happy today. God, we call upon your name right now, just as we just sang. Jesus, we need help. You've never turned a cry for help away. And so we depend on you this morning, Lord Jesus, because you are the life changer. You are the hope giver this morning. And we trust you, God. We give it to you. And we thank you for breaking our chains, God. We thank you for setting setting our feet on a firm foundation. We thank you for giving us new eyes to see the circumstance today, Jesus. It may seem hopeless, it may seem doomed, but God, we thank you that you're changing our perspective this morning. As we place our trust in you, you're changing perspective this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Lord.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart is burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you.
tell them this morning? In your own way, would you just tell him your love for him this morning? Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. The promise still stands. Great. promise, God. You will declare and you will perform it, Lord. Come on, I speak that over us this morning. The promises of God are yes and amen. And the promises that he's given us individually and as a corporate body, I believe. I'm just naive maybe enough, or maybe simple faith, whatever you want to call it. But this morning, I believe that he's going to do it again. And the things that he's promised us years ago, the words that he's spoken over me, the words that he's spoken over him and her, he will complete it. Because that's who he is. That's who he is this morning. He is a faithful, loving God, and his word never changes this morning. He never changes. There's no shadow of turning with you, Lord. So we declare that you're going to do it again. Those things that you promised, God, in the name of Jesus. Can you just sing that with us again? Oh, your promise still stands. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. Your promise. Remind those words you've spoken over us, God. some of us, God, we were children and you've spoken words over us that we've never forgotten. Maybe there are some words that we have forgotten that you've said, but this morning by your Spirit, I ask that you stir it up within us, oh God, and remind us afresh and anew the words that you placed deep down within us, oh God. We won't forget. We declare this morning we won't forget. We won't let the cares of life make us forget what you've spoken into us and over us, oh God. I believe you're doing it now, God. I believe you're doing it now, Father. I just encourage you this morning that before you leave, if God has refreshed a word over you today, I just believe he's doing that by his Spirit. Would you just grab somebody before you leave today and say, hey, can I just share with you what God has spoken to me? Maybe it was a word 10 years ago or 10 months ago or even just this morning. Maybe he's spoken something fresh and anew. Just tell somebody. Have some accountability there, okay? Would you do that? So if you're in need of any prayer this morning, I believe we'll pray later as well, but if you have a need in your life and you just want us to agree corporately right now, would you just lift up your hands? And that symbolizes and signifies today that, hey, I'm in need of help. I need God to answer in a situation that I'm facing right now. Would you just keep your hands up right now? And if there's someone that is around you that has their hands raised, would you just quietly just reach over and put your hand on their shoulder and just start praying over them right now? Your God's hand's extended right now, okay? Father, we thank you that you're meeting needs even now. We thank you that your presence is so sweet in this house today. We thank you, Lord, that your ear is not deaf, your arm is not short, your eyes are not blind to your children today. And I pray, God, that you meet them exactly where they are right now. You see every situation. You see every heart that's represented here today. Even if they don't verbalize out loud, God, what they have need of, you see their hearts. You just ask that we ask you. You say, come to me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Your yoke is easy, Lord, and your burden is light today. So we turn it at you, at your feet. We give it to you, Lord. And we cast our cares, as you told us to do, at your feet today. And we thank you for that. We thank you for doing it right now, God. I believe that you're changing situations. I believe that you're changing perspectives today. God, you're dropping new things into our spirits today, Father, to help us make that next step of faith. Whatever that next step of faith is, you're leading us, God. You're telling us exactly what we should be doing and what we should be saying, oh God. Thank you for working in those situations this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're mindful of everything that we face today, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're mindful of everything that touches our lives today, Father. You're mindful. You're mindful, God. You're mindful today. And we thank you for doing a work right now in the hearts of these precious people today. We thank you, God. If you don't know the Savior that we are worshiping today and that we're talking about, then today is for you. We've done everything that we've done today just for you. And if that's you, if you would honestly say, Pastor Julie, I don't know the Lord. I don't know even who you're talking about today. Good news. You can know him before you leave this place today. We can put some material in your hands that will explain some things about him and about this body of believers. And this is a family here. This is called the Passion Family. And we love to wrap our arms around you and say, hey, come on, this thing that we call life is difficult sometimes, but it's much easier when you have a family supporting you. Everybody say amen if you believe that. So if that's you this morning and you don't have that community, that family, would you just lift up your hand and we're going to pray for you and with you this morning, and we're going to make sure we get some materials in your hands. There's a table in the back of the sanctuary, and if you don't get something put in your hands before you leave, please stop by that table and grab some. Thank you.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.